that
popular.
He's the kind of guy that I was hoping to get because he has a lot to lose. He has a reputation. He's not going to want this to be tarnished. And this guy is loaded. So, damn, this is my first real big fish. So we began talking and that went on for weeks. The guy even sent me a video. He was casually dressed, and, you know, it wasn't anything shady in the dark. It wasn't explicit, it was just the guy in his apartment saying stuff like,
"Hi Jack, it's a beautiful sunny day here in Miami, and I just got back from the pool. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Thanks for your message.
You're a lovely kid."
He was actually very open with Jack and told him things that he felt about his life. He was so insecure about his homosexuality that he had never had a relationship with a man, and now he began thinking of Jack as a friend eventually. He was just a sad fella. It was kind of hard to do this guy because being a lesbian myself, I was a bit put off by the idea of threatening to out people, because that's really awful. I felt like a traitor because I myself was in the closet at one point. When I was still in middle school, no one knew. I just panicked whenever anyone hinted at knowing. So I didn't really want to exploit that fear, and that made it hard to not feel guilty. But then I thought about how I was posing as a 15-year-old boy, luring in older men, and that just because I felt empathy for this man, I couldn't just skip him because every other case was going to be similar. And if I felt empathy for everyone, I wouldn't make any money. I never in the threat letters included, "Hey, you're gay and no one knows and I'm going to tell them." It was just, you know, given. He's not only a closeted gay man, he's a closeted pedophile. They can be a dad, they can be a doctor, they can be gay, but they all still want to have sex with children. That's what I had to keep in mind to allow myself not to feel too shitty about what I was doing. At that point, I put aside our common bond.